Cells That Wouldn't Die, Historical Nonfiction. In 1951, during a routine cancer treatment, a doctor at Johns Hopkins Hospital took cell samples from a cancer patient named Henrietta Lacks. He took the samples without Lacks' knowledge, hoping they would prove useful in his medical research. They did prove useful, and not just to this one doctor. To his amazement, 24 hours later, the number of cells had doubled. This was the first time human cells had ever grown in a lab. Later that year, Lacks died from her cancer without ever becoming aware of how famous her body's cells would become. Cells grow because of cell reproduction. That's a sequence of events that causes a cell to copy itself by dividing in two. Each component, or part, of the new cell structure is the same as the old one. Cell reproduction is fundamental to the way that people and other multicellular beings stay healthy. Sometimes, however, a chance event occurs. A DNA molecule inside a cell might divide incorrectly, causing the cell to become cancerous. Lacks cells multiplied so rapidly, researchers had to transfer them to other storage dishes. Soon, they had to move them to even more dishes. Eventually, the researchers had more cells than they needed. The hospital began to give the cells away to other research labs. Sometimes, there were problems. Cells can travel through the air on dust particles or scientists' unwashed hands. When Henrietta Lacks' cells did this, they were so strong they would merge with other cells and kill them. Just 3 years after Lacks' death, research scientists were able to prevail in developing a polio vaccination. How? They used Lacks' cells to test the vaccine. Since then, researchers have used Lacks' cells to research cures for everything from cancer to the flu. Remarkably, the world did not learn of Lacks' important role in medical science until the 1970s. Even Lacks' family did not realize until long after her death that her cells were being used in laboratories. Now, 6 decades later, they know that Henrietta Lacks and the cells that wouldn't die helped change the world of medicine.